are going to launch into this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It's just after 12 o'clock, and that means we are excited. Weekend just around the corner. Welcome, everyone. The Afternooners, thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, whatever your beliefs, welcome to the program. I've said it every day, but I thoroughly believe it today. Massive program coming up. Coach K nods his head in agreement. Why wouldn't he? Put it together. Jared Mullen, the former NRL player that is now eligible to go back to the NRL. I don't know whether he can do it. I'm absolutely cheering for him. We'd love to see him do it. So he's a guest on the program today. We're excited about that. What's trending with Coach K? We go across to the team over at SENZ, Mark Stafford and the team. We'll have a look at Ryan Grant. He's going to be key player for the Sydney FC in their season. He's, of course, turning out for the Socceroos as well. I think he's in quarantine at the moment, Ryan, in Sydney Town here somewhere. NRL transfer market, that's always news around that. Coach K will have it all. So we look forward to that as well. And we're going to speak to Brett Morris. He's the Sydney Roosters assistant coach. I find it's such an endorsement of Brett from Coach Trent Robinson that straight after playing, you're into a very important role as assistant coach. So clearly impressing all the right people, Brett Morris, in his 3 years at the Sydney Roosters. We'll be taking care of quizness in that final hour as well. We'll dive into the text line for sbsfence.com.au. We'll also have a chat with Jared Timms from Neds. And, of course, it's a massive weekend of racing and soccer and T20 World Cup. We've got a rugby league test match. We've got NFL on at the moment. We've got NBA. We've got MLB. It's all happening here, and you're going to cover it across the afternoon. 1300 01 1170. That is the open line number. Get us on the text line as well, 0457 736 736. And, of course, the tweets at Jimmy Smith SEN, at Jimmy Smith SEN. And a big welcome to everyone listening, SEN on the Gold Coast as well, 1620 up there. You're along for the entire three-hour ride. Righto, well, let's get into it. It was screaming from the back page of today's Daily Telegraph. No jab, no play. The AFL introduces a hardline stance. NRL faces travel trouble. And let's have a listen to Andrew Abdo. He was on the program The Front Office last night on the AusBiz channel and across the 7 Plus app. Here's what the NRL CEO had to say about COVID vaccine mandates.
In terms of answering the really hard question, you know, what's our formal policy going to be for the new season? The Commission's made this clear. You know, it's not, we're not taking an approach of making this mandatory consistent with the way the federal government and state governments are. It's definitely not mandatory for you to be vaccinated. However, clearly, we need to make sure that we have continuity of the competition, we're creating a safe work environment. And so we are busy working on the protocols for the players that are vaccinated and a different set of protocols for the players that are not vaccinated.
Adrian Pezenko writing in the Sydney Morning Herald today, if a player decides not to be vaccinated, clubs can either place them on their inactive list or keep them on their list, but they'll not be able to play or train or terminate their contract if the player agrees. So this is murky. This is what Andrew Abdo and the NRL have to wade through. They're not going to take the hardline approach. I think it would probably be taken out of their hands, and especially if there's travel involved. So taken out of their hands, and then it would be up to individual clubs to see what they're prepared to do for each of the different players. It's a highly sensitive, highly controversial issue. There is not one clear answer in many people's minds. It probably is in mine, but I think in this day and age and what we're looking at, if you're not double vaccinated, then unfortunately you cannot do a lot of the things that those people who are double vaccinated can do. And that's just the world we're living in right now. Is it ideal? Of course it's not. But it's exactly what we have to wade through. I'll take your thoughts on that. 1300 01 1170. Bring back two referees. Get teams onside. Stop making late rule changes. Review the NRL's head contact clampdown and overhaul the judiciary process. Right, well, that's what they're going to sort through over the next couple of days. That's the NRL. Graeme Annesley, he's the head of elite competitions, and his team are going to have host meetings with four clubs. They're going to pull in the head coach, the CEO, the head of football, and the high performance manager. They're all going to do it via Zoom meetings, and they're trying to find some solutions to what played out at different stages. Remember, round 10 looked different to round 15, looked very different to round 25, didn't it, in season 2021. So some consistency across that would be appreciated by all. fans in particular. Give us your thoughts on that. I just think if you go back to what we had at the back end of 2020, that is no six agains for inside the 10 metres, then I think we've found our level there. The West Tigers have made some announcements around their assistant coaches. Nathan Kalis, Ben Gardner expected to be there with Michael Maguire. Of course, Kalis has been at the Roosters. Gardner's been alongside Maguire at the Rabbitohs and indeed the Kiwis for a number of years. Former assistant coach Shane Millard, who resigned his position last month at the West Tigers. Well, he's already been snapped up by Phil Gould at the Bulldogs. He's the Academy and Pathways head coach. Speaking of the rugby league, we've got a test match this weekend. It's on Fox Sports. You can watch it from 9:55. I think they've got the women's test first, France v England, and then the men's test, France v England. The thing about it is, no scrums. No scrums. We'll see how that plays out. It's in Perpignan, so it's a nice place to visit. But, of course, we were supposed to be knee-deep in a Rugby League World Cup just about now, and that has been put off until next year. So there's one to watch over the course of the weekend if you're a Rugby League fan. Ben Simmons, come on. How did you sneak that in, Coach K? I know. Coach K's going to have more on Ben Simmons in What's Trending, so we'll get to that then. Andrew Westacott, he's the Australian Formula One Grand Prix chief. He's vowed to fight tooth and nail to stop Sydney getting the race from 2025. Wouldn't you love that? I mean, for lots of reasons, for so many reasons. I mean, everyone's talking about going over the Harbour Bridge and down by the rocks and over there for the Opera House. Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic? We can almost see the track here from our studios at 1170 SEN at North Sydney. Yeah, spectacular. Why wouldn't you have it out on just off the M4? I think there's a Formula One race just about every Friday and Saturday night. So there's an option for you. I don't know whether that's been considered, but I reckon that's a goer. Davey Warner, he'll be in that side. I've got no doubt he'll be in that side. Here's Brett Lee's thoughts on whether Davey Warner should be in the team that runs out on Saturday night against South Africa.
My understanding with David Warner is that he's a massive match player. He loves the big stage. He loves the lights on him. He loves the sort of World Cups. And look, to be fair, he hasn't had a good run the last couple of weeks. I think it comes down, Vossi, to a number of things. I thought he was treated very poorly from his Sunrisers Hyderabad franchise. They dropped him first, or stripped him of the captaincy, dropped him from the team. And, you know, when you've got a guy in the, you know, Indian Premier League set up where they have the orange cap, which is the most runs per season, he's won it three times. He's always there and thereabouts. Down his confidence, he's going to bounce back.
That was Brett Lee, audio courtesy of Breakfast with Vossi, talking about Davey Warner. Yeah, there was a bit of a conflict with someone there at the Sunrisers. Not sure who it was. But if JL doesn't start with Davey Warner, then he's got rocks in his head. He may well have rocks in his head, JL. I know, I'm a little bit harsh on JL. But if he doesn't start with Davey Warner, then there's a real issue. We've got to get to a break because we've got Jared Mullen coming up. But Jared Mullen today, ladies and gentlemen, provides our talk topic, and that is the redemption stories. The redemption stories in sport. Let us know your best one. I love them. As Gus Gould used to say, give them a hug, but don't let them die in your arms. And there's a few that die in your arms, but so many respond to the hug. Give us your best. I love the Wendell Saylor story when tested positive for cocaine, put his hand up and said, yep, did the wrong thing. Spent 2 years out of the game, and then he came back and he was such a strong contributor for St George Illawarra in the time that he was down there. There's a good one. I know there's heaps of them, but I have got all fingers and toes crossed that Jared Mullen can be a great redemption story in the National Rugby League in 2022. 1300 01 1170. Get me on the text line as well. 0457 736 736. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Jared Mullen.